This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, February 19th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning, everybody.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Happy Wednesday, everybody.
And Eric Pickle.
Love it when the weeks fly by like this.
Well, that's what happens when you get four-day work weeks.
It's great.
It's when you have a three-day weekend,
man,
it's a good thing.
Effing cold out.
Solid.
I can't remember when you went to Dewey Cakes, but you really loaded up on some Starboard gear.
I told you guys.
Because the last probably week or two, every other day he's got Starboard gear. Like, he's got beanies, he's got hoodies, he's got long sleeve tees.
I do.
You're very observant. I don't notice anything that he wears.
Yeah, when I went to Dewey,
I'm facing him, though. It's easier.
Our good friend Monty, the proprietor, brought me over to the Starboard swag shop. And he's like, take whatever you want. hats, hoodies, tees, whatever. And he was very nice. And I was very greedy. And I stuffed my bag full of a bunch of stuff for me and some for my kids. And If you guys go, I'm sure he would give you the same treatment.
Is he still?
I just didn't get anything for you guys.
Does he and his boys,
it's fine.
Investors, it's fine, or whatever, they still own that restaurant in Bethany?
Yeah. I think it's Bethany Blues.
Own that?
He just has an empire. Yeah. Like, he has built an empire in Dewey Beach proper.
Yeah.
And great for him. I mean, his businesses are thriving.
Yeah.
He's expanding when most businesses are contracting. So he's destroying. Yeah. In Dewey Beach.
Cakes has always been like that. So how many items do you think you actually took? So he offers.
Let's see.
Somebody offered, I'd take a couple, but I feel probably took like double digits.
Overboard.
Did you go double digits?
I came close. Let's try to tally. I took two beanies. I took, I think, two like golf type hats. That's four. Two hoodies. Now we're at six. I got my sons each a t-shirt. That's eight.
Jeez.
I think I stopped short of 10. But
nothing
it was close.
The women in your life? Starboard is just a guy place?
No, like my wife, she'll borrow one of the sweatshirts here and there, but she didn't need one.
What about Juliet?
Trust me, she was with me. She probably felt a little sheepish. She's like, you shouldn't take so much. I was like, Monty's a multimillionaire. He cares about this swag bag that I'm carrying out of here. He's very nice.
I deal with the
same
stuff.
He's been nothing but cool to us over the years.
Yeah.
I wear it on the show. Like, he's getting a little bit of reciprocity for it. So,
So
I think 9 or 10 items is probably what I stuffed my bag with.
All right. I just noticed a lot. You've always had. I mean, in recent years, you always had a lot of MGM gear. You're wearing MGM gear.
Yes.
This guy's branded out by MGM and Starboard every day.
Look at
him.
JP, when you
I'm wearing Sup Dogs.
You represent brands. You want to put them out there. I'm a poker ambassador for MGM National Harbor. I wear their gear.
We wear free gear.
Yes,
Eric won't wear the engineering gear that we got yesterday, but we all would.
When I went to MGM, was playing in one of the most recent tournaments, I didn't bank on being there the next day. I was like, I'm going to get knocked out of this high roller. I'm not going to come back for day two. I'm not going to see these people again. Turns out I got a crumbs bag. I was able to come back to day two, but I didn't have any extra clothes. I had no extra clothes. I only had the clothes that were on my back.
Right.
So I contacted my guy Adam and my guy Ken, and I was like, hey, can you guys hook me up with like a hoodie from the gift shop so I don't walk in looking like just a complete vagrant that only has like one sweatshirt? So they got me another MGM National Harbor hoodie to wear into day two of the high roller event.
If you ever get an extra large cakes,
10 minutes.
If you ever get just an extra large in the MGM swags.
Okay, I can do that. I'll try to look out for
it. This guy right here is
large. But I'll be honest, I'm generally looking out for numero uno.
I get it.
For the most part.
By the way, my buddy texted me yesterday, goes, did you take any of those College of Engineering? I go, no. He goes, my dad went there.
Can you there's a connection.
Is there any left?
I think there's one yellow out there.
I'll grab it. He said, I'll give it to my dad. All right.
See? People want the gear. They want the
swag. I took two of them.
Right. All right.
I mean, they're double XL, so I don't know if they'll fit that.
It was very nice of them. Very nice.
They're in my trunk. I thought about giving one to one of the caddies.
Now
I put the drivers at the Homewood Suites, but I think it'd be too big.
Okay,
but now, they would take it.
Sure,
100% they would. Take
I've been running hot in the merch and swag game, but I ran cold yesterday when I took my car in for emissions.
Uh oh,
I don't think this has ever happened to
you
me before.
Flunked it?
I got in the line and I'll give them this. They're pretty efficient. The one that I went to in White Oak, they've got a bay where they do two at a time. They don't mess around. They're just processing you pretty quickly. So I wait for 10 minutes. I get in. I do the standard. They put the car in park, sit over here, do the test. And he's like, okay, sir, you can get back in the car. I'm just waiting for him to hand me the sheet that says I passed. You know, it's standard. I've done this, I don't know, 20 times, 30 times
over the
years.
Which vehicle are you bringing?
This is my wife's Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's 2018. Okay. It's 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm sitting in my seat waiting to leave. He hands me the sheet. He goes, sir, you failed the test.
Ooh.
You need to pull around and figure out what your next step is. And ooh. I was vexed. Yeah, I was flummoxed. I was like,
it's the last thing you expected
to
hear.
Failed the test. I was like, I thought this was a sham the whole time. It's like a scam. Like you're here to get our money.
Probably
whatever.
Still is. Like, but what did they say?
There's a little tiny error code. It's like evaporative emissions, very small leak that needs to be corrected. And then I have to bring it back by like mid-June so I can kick the can down the road. But I mean, I can get it fixed. I'm sure it's an easy fix. I'll bring it into my guy, Greg, at
you
BP.
You work in the car industry.
And he'll
it's
take
fine.
Care of it. Yeah. But I looked at the paper and it said fail. And I was like,
stunned.
How is this even humanly possible that I failed an emissions test?
Did you make you think of your high school days?
Not really.
Got back a paper and fail.
I mean, I haven't taken a real test in like 25 or 30 years. But like, then I go into the office and there's a guy where there's a language barrier and he's like, mechanic, fix, bring it back. Like he thinks that like by speaking loudly to the guy in front of me, he's all of a sudden gonna figure out the language barrier. So there are a bunch of failures in there. So now I got to jump through that hoop. That was embarrassing.
I actually and thought unexpected. That the only cars that failed those were like old school cars. Like the modern car just wouldn't fail.
There's a 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
I guess it makes sense. Yeah. Everything goes bad. Everything goes bad.
It's fine.
Did you get crop out to your spot yesterday, by the way?
Yes, I did. Thank you to Nick who came out. He was the tech. Came out and they
switched
up the toilets and got a brand new toilet in my master bath.
Oh, very good. Have you christened it yet?
Not the dirty way.
No, the way you're really christening it, like champagne bottle and everything.
Oh, yeah. No. It's a little taller than the older toilet.
Oh, that's good. You're getting older. It's
I'm getting
to
older.
Get
this probably works for it. But no, it was perfect. And he did it in like an hour and a half. I couldn't believe it.
Excellent.
Right.
Unbolting a toilet from the floor.
Sure.
Draining it all out, you know, turning the water off in the house.
Right.
Draining it all out, carrying the toilet downstairs back to his van.
Yeah.
bringing the new toilet up.
Watch him do.
Well, I wasn't there. He got there before I got home, so I only saw like the last 15 minutes of it.
But you actually stand there and watch him work.
Yeah.
I don't like lingering around work.
I don't do that either. I just I couldn't downstairs. Do much.
I made a PB&J sandwich while he was doing his work, and I offered him one. He said, "No, sorry, man. I'm allergic to peanut butter."
Oh, really? Yeah. Did you feel bad?
You're trying to take him out?
Did you eat it in a different room to make sure he didn't go into anaphylactic shock?
I just crushed it real hard. But, yeah, I probably saw like the last 15 minutes of it, but I can't believe these guys can do this.
No, they're so talented. I always just feel so emasculated because whoever's fixing something in my house, be it Kevin, my neighbor, or just like fixing my dishwasher, like I just feel so helpless and useless.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near. I'm definitely in like the next room over.
Yeah,
I just don't want to deal with it.
I just
call me over when it's done. I'm happy to write you the check. I'll let you have a little tip.
Yeah.
The whole nine. But I don't need to be there. Like,
it's just a waste of time to just stand there. I'd rather just go somewhere else.
I lit them up pretty good.
Good. Well,
I usually don't really hook them.
Well, the crop guys, I think you got to hook them a little bit.
I usually don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was.
I don't know how you guys have the crop guys over. It seems like on a monthly basis. These two.
Well, I have several issues.
I've had them over before. I've definitely had them over at least a couple times.
Well, sure. You may not be using them as much as you could. Like I mean, I get leaks all the time.
Well, maybe he just doesn't have the issues.
I mean,
I had them over for
a massive job. Like they had to replace my main fuse box in my house. Mm-hmm. Like that's a pretty big one.
Oh, I've had them do that.
Like I've had them for that, and I think for like one plumbing issue. I think over the years,
I had them do that. They redid a bathroom for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
They literally redid, and they don't even really do that.
Right?
They did that.
I just don't know how guys can go in, unbolt a toilet.
They're experts.
They are.
They've done it 100,000 times.
Carry it down the steps. Bring a whole new toilet. Who knows how much that thing weighs?
It's like you placing a bet.
It's that easy.
Yeah, so they just go right into it.
Those guys are unbelievable.
How many college hoops bets did you have last night? Because I was thinking, Jason doesn't have the NBA to bet on or the NHL to bet on, so it must be heavy college hoops.
And then, of course, the Mexican Open starts tomorrow.
is that golf?
That is golf. So I had probably six parlays. I hit one. Now,
does that mean you're in the positive?
These are like 8 or 9 game parlays.
Okay.
But I hit a six gamer.
But if you hit one and lose five?
Yeah, it covered the rest. Not by much, but it covered the other losses.
I thought
of Valdez yesterday.
UCLA losing at home to Minnesota blew me away. I couldn't believe it.
I've made my living, Mr. Thompson, in large part as a gambler.
It's the one that I had lost, but yeah, it was good.
I thought of Valdez yesterday because when I was watching TGL, with Tiger, I heard Valdez as he was talking to somebody. He goes, I think Jupiter's going to get smoked. And they were down 8 zippy. They were getting smoked.
He's an expert on TGL.
Well, they've got a gimp, and they've got Kisner, who can't crack an egg on the tour. He hasn't made a cut in years.
Wait, they've had TGL back-to-back nights? Was it two nights ago?
Yeah,
they did. The triple header,
and then the normal,
night.
I guess, Tuesday night.
I watched a little bit of it. I didn't see the gaff. I didn't see the yardage gaff.
The guy said, how much is it? He said 99.
Yeah.
Tiger. I don't know how Tiger couldn't kind of process it, but
isn't the yardage on the screen or on the board?
It's on their little computer.
I don't think it's on the screen they're hitting into. It might be on like a side.
Well, that's what I meant.
Side screen.
I thought there was a screen on the side that had all the yardage with the clock.
But he was rushing it kind of, and he said 99.
Okay. Yeah. Plenty of time.
He's got a wedge.
He's got a wedge. 199. He said 99 yards. I said 99.
Tiger was right. He did say 99.
Oh, no, I heard you say 99. Not 199.
I'm going to have to do some investigative journalism. What the hell just happened?
No, I heard 99 yards. So I grabbed my 56 and I hit it 100 yards.
He actually hit it 100 yards.
That's what I heard. So, but he's right. I mean, usually caddies, if it's
the guy
one something, they'll say, all right. So let's say he's got 100 and, I don't know, 47-yard shot.
Yeah.
A lot of the times the caddies will go, you got 47.
Yeah, 47, 147.
But that's when they're on the course. They can see. They know how far it is. But
I don't know. Tiger wasn't locked in. They were getting smoked.
It was 9-3 at that point. I was watching it. It's a tough watch. Like the fake comedy, like the rolling around on the ground, acting like it's the funniest thing ever because the cameras are on him. It's a hard watch for me.
It's a never watch for me.
It's just filler. It's just such filler.
Well, not just that, but they're all talking over each other, but you can't really hear what they're saying unless they start asking questions.
You're not really listening
questions.
To them like at that part.
Yeah.
You're watching Tiger. You're watching the screen.
Yeah, I mean, you're just watching the guys, but...
Listen, I love having it on. It's not like I think it's the greatest thing ever, but I love having it on, you know, at night.
Yeah.
It doesn't replace a real tournament, but it's not supposed to.
When teams are getting smoked, it's hard to watch.
When teams are getting smoked, it does make it harder.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it. I love having it on.
I was explaining it to Drab. It just exists. You know what I mean? It exists. It's okay. Yeah. I watch it.
Yeah. But I think you loved it when it first started a lot more than you do now.
It depends, man.
When the matches are tight, it's cool.
When guys are hitting shots, they're holing out. Yeah.
If I want to go watch bad golf, I'll go to Hidden Creek.
Yeah, there's plenty of bad golf to be seen.
Right.
Hey, should mention on the show today, we got Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals, as they get geared up.
Carbs is back.
For the second half of the season, the stretch run heading into the playoffs.
They don't play till Saturday, right?
We'll be joined by Carberry, 7 o'clock. Chris Nocke, who's the color analyst for the Terps, he'll join us at 9. And Derek Stevens, owner and CEO of Circa Sports at 9:45. That's all right here on The Junkies.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Likely that you follow on Twitter at Asteroid Watch, but you can give it a follow.
I've heard disturbing news of late, which I know you're going to talk about.
This is from at Asteroid Watch on X.
Usually, our friend Funny Danny from Grant and Danny, he's like the king of Asteroid Watch and panicking about asteroids and close calls with Earth and so on and so on.
I saw him tweeting a panic tweet.
Yeah,
but this is from
we're just recruits.
NASA Asteroid Watch, and I see a check mark. Seems verified. I don't know.
That just means you paid
for it. That really means nothing.
The blue check mark doesn't mean anything anymore. It just means
it's not even a blue one. It's a gray one.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, how many
this is from ABC News. I didn't click on it. While still an extremely low possibility, Asteroid 2024 YR4's impact probably with Earth has increased from about 1% to a 2.3% chance on December 22nd, 2032.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a 97% chance it's not going to hit.
The number's been bumped up. It's been bumped up over 3%.
Mm-hmm. It's 3.1%.
3.1%. It keeps climbing. The number keeps getting higher.
I think they can actually, it's so sick how they can do it. They've actually kind of pinpointed the areas where it would, if it did, where it would land.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw the list of cities.
Selfishly, it's good because it doesn't look like the United States is in its path.
I thought I heard it was most likely going to hit the ocean if it hit.
I saw a bunch of countries I'd never heard of. 70% ocean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I heard a bunch of countries, but I never heard of them before.
like Middle East.
Or cities, something.
Large cities with the highest risk are Bogota, Abidjan, I don't know where that is. Lagos, which is in Nigeria. Khartoum, I believe that's in Sudan. Mumbai, India. Kolkata, not sure, and DACA.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Some people say that, like, the Elon Musk going to Mars thing is so absurd that it's just a cover story for, like, being able to take out these asteroids. That's okay. Really what it's all about, is figuring out how to take out these
asteroids.
Well,
they did that with the last one. The last time there was a threat of the asteroid, the NASA sent something up and they,
collided with it.
Yeah, I know
one guy I follow, he suggests all you do is just gently just push it. All you have to do, if you get up there in space.
Okay. I don't know how you would do that, but.
Well, you got to be in space, yeah. But you push it.
I know there's a small segment of the population that overvalues this movie, Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole plot is there's a giant asteroid headed towards Earth, mm-hmm. and they need to go in. And I think the plot is plant a bunch of nukes in it to break it up so it doesn't destroy
Ben
Earth.
Affleck?
Ben Affleck, I believe Bruce Willis. Yeah. I've only seen that movie once. I don't think I ever watched it again.
So long ago.
But I know a lot of people who hold that movie in very high regard.
Mm. So this asteroid was discovered on December 27th last year by El Sauce Observatory in Chile.
Okay.
Astronomers estimate its size between 130 and 300 feet. That was just based on brightness.
Yeah.
It is wild when you see the AI generated.
I was addicted to that game.
Oh, I loved that game back in the day. It was one of the few first rudimentary stand-up arcade video games.
When you see the AI generated impacts and how the city would react. And how, like, these major skyscrapers would fall down.
Oh, they'd be evaporated.
I mean, it's just wild. Now, no, but the after effects.
Aftershock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the uptick is, now you see some of these movies like Deep Impact and other movies, like, they try to paint a picture, like, if an asteroid that size hits the Earth,
mm-hmm.
the whole planet is doomed.
Yeah.
At least from these reports, it just sounds like now it's going to suck for everybody in that city if it hits. Because mm-hmm. the city's going to be wiped out. But it doesn't sound like it's, to steal a term from the movies, an extinction-level event.
Well, it's smaller.
Yeah.
It's smaller because they say the asteroid that took out the dinosaurs approximately 66 million years ago was 6 miles wide.
Well, that's a big one. That's a big boy.
What's this one?
About 130 feet.
Oh, it's nothing. It's a pebble.
Oh, yeah. But when that pebble slams into Earth going, I don't know how many.
I know.
How many thousand miles per hour?
Well, first of all, I just hope I'm alive in 2032.
Yeah.
All right. But number two, they'll figure out a way to destroy it before it hits the Earth.
I tend to think they will.
They say its potential devastation comes less from the size, but more from the velocity, which could be nearly 40,000 miles per hour if it hits.
Think about that speed.
What's interesting about you guys is you guys really freak out about plane travel, and that makes sense, but the odds of a plane disaster are far, far less than this. You can go with the 3.1%, the 2%, whatever they have on this.
Yeah. Except for when you look at the new video that came out of the Toronto air crash, gives you pause that you don't ever want to go to an airport.
Certainly.
Because that was scary.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I'm just banking on the fact that they have 10 years or 5 years, whatever, to figure. Supposedly there's another one that's even more of a threat potentially in 2029. Apophysis, I think as they call that.
According to experts, the 177-foot diameter asteroid would release 8 megatons of energy on impact. 500 times the energy released by the atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima.
Yeah, that'd be big.
500 times more powerful.
You know what I need is I need the government or NASA or whoever to not treat it like a term paper and wait till the night of.
No,
I need them to start planning now.
I think they're locked in. Don't worry.
I just hope somebody's checking whether they're using meters or yards. Remember, they blew like millions of dollars on a satellite or something that they sent and they botched the conversion.
They botched the math. Yeah. But remember, it's not just the United States, too. I mean, China, India, you know, these big superpowers, they're all keeping an eye on it. They all have their best engineers on it.
Yeah.
I think you can rest assured they'll figure it out.
They say the last time there was one that hit that was this size was in 1908, and it flattened trees over an area of about 1,250 miles after it exploded in the skies over Siberia.
All right, middle of nowhere. As long as it doesn't hit the east coast of the United States, we're fine.
Just stay away from here.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to hit, Indonesia, feel bad for those people, but Well, you can't really worry about
that.
Well,
they have plenty of warning.
Yes.
Everybody can leave. But I think they'll figure it out.
They will. They'll destroy it. That thing.
What are you laughing at, Drab?
Just an insane comment by Bish there. I can't really feel bad about it.
Well, I can't worry about it.
It's his theory. I can't worry about people you don't care about.
That's a little different than like a train crash. I mean, if it slams into a Kuala Lumpur.
I mean, I guess I
but
just.
But if it does.
I guess I'm just. I just feel like there's zero chance it's going to hit the Earth. That's why I can't really worry about it.
Well, I don't think that there's a zero chance, but I think even if it does, we've got a 5-year, 7-year warning for people to leave.
I did say,
destroy it.
I did see someone say that KenPom actually gave UMBC less of a chance to beat UVA as a 16 seed.
Well, the thing is, I'm sure at some point they'd be able to figure out where it would land, but it's going to break up once it hits the atmosphere. So that 130-foot to 300-foot asteroid could break up into a bunch of smaller ones and
so that's
scatter.
That's what we're banking on. We're counting on the atmosphere breaking it up. I'd like to have a backup plan too. I'd like to have a high-powered laser to be able to aim it right at it and blow it into a billion pieces. I know that's easier said than done.
That's an option. I'm telling you, there's a guy I follow. He says all you got to do is just nudge it.
Okay.
You just got to nudge it out.
Sure. If that just knocks it off the trajectory,
yes,
and keeps it hurtling through endless space.
But you remember from playing the video game Asteroids Cakes that once you hit the big asteroid, it breaks up into smaller asteroids, and you got to keep going after them. That could be problematic.
I got into the most trouble in asteroids whenever I had to move off the center. Because you start in the center of the screen, and generally I was okay.
Start drifting a little bit.
Pivoting around. Once you start drifting and you're in the asteroid field and they're going every which way, it's trouble.
So that's why you're better at like Galaxian or Galaga, because you just stay on the bottom and just shoot up.
Space Invaders.
You just shoot up.
All these archaic dinosaur games.
That program you're talking about where they just nudge it, it's called DART, Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Right. So back in 2022, they did this exact same thing
where they just
redirected it and they nudged it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have a lot of
possibilities. I think that one was supposed to be bigger than this one from what I was remembering, but I could be wrong. But yeah, they've got a way to redirect it.
I think. Well, I'll worry about it like a year in front.
Yes.
Yeah, so 2030. Yeah. Give me a reminder, JP. 2030.
All right,
really start ramping up the worry about it.
I think so. There's another one in 2029 that supposedly is maybe even a bigger threat that they're not talking about. I don't know why. I think it's called Apophis, APOPHIS.
Maybe that's got a less than 3%
chance. I'm going to be distraught if an asteroid lands on my head before I can withdraw any of my 401k money. That's right about when I'm going to be 59 or 60. Yep. I'm going to be very upset.
59 and a half.
Come on. Let's not let that happen.
You feel like you've been waiting.
When's your birthday?
August.
Oh, that's right. And I know your birthday.
Yeah.
You were born the same day my mother passed away.
It's not a great day for you.
But I should always remember that. Anyway, sure. So you'll be able to cash in like January of the next year. You're 59 and a half.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
well, I'm 54 now. So
Yeah, you're locked in way more than me. When is it? When are we getting
you can start withdrawing at 59 and a half.
No, I understand that, but what year that'll be? That'll be 29.
That'll be
29.
Yeah, for you it'll be 29 or 30, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Depending on when you were born.
So for me, I guess it'd be like August or something like that.
Or September.
Yeah. Not that I check my 401k a lot. I might have checked already
once
today.
What did it do to I didn't even see what the market did yesterday.
I think the market was up yesterday, but don't quote me on it. I'm not an expert.
Well, it's out of our control. Sometimes
it's the most out of our control.
So out of our control. I can't think of anything more out of our control. I guess maybe then some sort of killer virus that goes around and just wipes out
that's
humanity.
That's out of our control, too.
Yeah.
Zombie outbreak, out of our control.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is make a panic room, and I haven't done one. I'm way behind.
But you got your fire ladder.
Yeah, I do have that. And I see sometimes guys online who have their panic rooms are full blown ready. Like they have enough food to last for like a decade. They've got water everywhere. They've got weapons. I got nothing. I don't even have a dedicated room. Like. I have a few jugs of water in my garage, but I don't think that's a start. I think that's just, those are left over from when I used to have a water cooler at my house.
So you look up to people that have panic rooms?
I mean, I don't know if I look up to them, but I'm a little bit jealous that they're prepared. Like if there's a big giant famine in the United States and there's no more grocery stores.
Is it really worth living if there's a big famine and everyone's dying and you just have like your little room?
Probably not, but I would like to survive. It's better than the alternative.
He'd probably go into his panic room anytime somebody knocked on the door.
No, because
he doesn't like people.
No, the knocks on the door are generally like Amazon packages or, you know,
it's
stuff
usually
like
a good
that.
Thing.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with someone, I don't want to say who, but someone that I respect. And we were going back and forth on politics and other stuff. But then at one point, and we started talking about philosophies and, you know, life and everything. At one point, he told me in all seriousness, and I didn't understand this, that he's not convinced that we aren't living in a simulation.
In a sim? Yeah. I think that's a popular theory.
And it took me so and that we aren't even, he says, this is someone I respect.
Still?
I'm not even, I just don't know enough about it. It took me so aback that I can't even understand it. I never saw The Matrix. And he said, I'm not convinced that this isn't all just a simulation.
It's a facade.
And that we're in the Matrix. And I don't even know what that means.
He's watched too many movies.
I don't even know what that means.
He's watching too much science fiction.
What was his evidence?
I don't even know how to follow up with
that. His defense.
I just looked at him and went, are you serious?
Oh, it was a face-to-face. It wasn't a text.
Yeah, I was like, are you being serious right now?
Do we know this person?
I'll tell you during a break. I couldn't even.
I think I know who it is.
No, you actually might not. But you know the person, but you'd be surprised maybe.
Oh, okay.
But I just, what does it even mean? So you're saying that's a popular theory now? That we're not even real, that we're in a simulation right now. We're in a matrix. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
What, they're all just fake?
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand it. I can't process it.
Then why do people die?
I'm too dumb for it.
Why do people die of diseases? If we're all
he doesn't have that answer.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because whoever he's talking to, he's stupid.
I guess
they're not real. Right?
I guess I don't know. I don't. Do you know what that means? Have you ever heard of anybody say that? Did they think that we're living?
Of course.
No, but what does it mean?
It means like you're living in a computerverse.
Yeah.
So, and then, like a fake reality.
Like someone's pulling, there's a puppet master.
So there's a controller somewhere.
Yeah. The AI, what do they call it? Mission Impossible?
Right. Yeah. But I'm not flesh and blood. I'm just fake.
Possibly.
That's what they're.
Yeah,
that's
I can't even. I'm sorry. I'm just not smart enough to understand that.
Maybe your mind is there, but your body isn't real.
I mean, I feel like I'm here. I don't understand. Well, I don't understand.
So that person controls whoever's controlling us. He controls all the college hoops, all NFL drafts,
gambling.
He's got the script for the NFL season coming up.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
He's going to control the U.S. versus Canada
now,
tomorrow.
He didn't say he's for sure, but he said I'm not sure that we're not. And
I know he's not
serious.
For sure because there's no that it's 0% chance. So he's definitely not for sure.
I would tend to agree with you.
That guy's watching too many movies.
Of course, it's not for sure. It's just a crackpot theory.
I couldn't believe that
How many beers at Norbeck did this guy have before this conversation?
Oh, was it a Norbeck guy?
No, it was at my house. And the guy did have one drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You do like to make your drink stiff.
But it was a fake drink.
Yeah.
Yes. Not real alcohol.
I don't even know. Like, I didn't even know where to go with that. Like, I
think it's just a general way of challenging.
I know people say that, this is a simulation, like a throwaway comment.
Yeah, that's what I generally think it is.
No, but I think he was being serious.
Nah, it's just a way to challenge, if somebody says they believe in God, and then it's like kind of a counter. Like, well, you've got no proof of that. And then they throw out something else that you have no proof of.
Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't there. I don't know how the conversation started, but that's what I generally think it is.
We started screaming at each other about politics, and then somehow it got into that.
Oh, okay.
That's how it got fun into hangout.
That's why I thought it was somebody else. But,
All right, we got Spencer Carberry joining us at 7 Capitals. Coach, keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You know what's starting to happen?
What?
Clues are coming out about the NFL schedule. We already played this game last week. Like, will the Commanders open up the season on Thursday night?
Yeah.
And people are starting to figure out, well, who's going to be playing in Brazil? Who's going to be playing here? Who's going to be playing there?
It's a game in Madrid this upcoming season.
Jeez. I mean, it's all over the place.
Expanding worldwide.
I mean, eventually, is there going to be a team based in one of these countries, in one of these cities?
I would think in the future, they probably would like to
They've talked about that, like Jacksonville.
London's been a team. London, there have been games there for probably 20-plus years.
Yeah.
I know that's always been probably the leader in the clubhouse to land an expansion team. But I think probably in the next 10 to 15 years, you'll see a team based somewhere outside of the United States.
So here is the speculation. Last year, you had the Packers and the Eagles.
That was in Brazil.
That played in Brazil first time, yep. Right? NFL history.
That was on Friday
week one
night.
In Brazil.
It was a Friday night game.
It was the first Friday night game, I think, ever.
Not sure about that, but sure. If you say so,
I thought that was the first Friday game ever played, but I could be wrong.
In November, a couple months back, the NFL announced it would return to Brazil in 2025. The Chargers are in line to be the host team for the NFL's second game in Brazil next fall.
Right.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the Commanders' schedule. The Commanders are one of the visitors on the Chargers' schedule. So
this would be a home
game. That's a 1-8 chance, right?
Sure.
Or maybe 1-9, depending on how many home games the Chargers have.
Right.
Because now we have the 17-game season. So that's higher. That's a higher likelihood than an asteroid.
Way higher. Way higher chance that Jaden Daniels is hanging out in Brazil than a giant asteroid destroys Lagos. Well, what's 2032.
Hold on. So the Chargers, is it a lock that the Chargers are playing there?
The Chargers are hosting the game.
So they know they're going to be there. They just don't know the opponent.
They're a lock to be there.
Right.
It's a matter of who the opponent is going to be.
Washington also could play in the NFL's first game in Spain because the Dolphins were announced as the home team in Spain's first NFL game.
Wow.
And take a look at the Commanders' schedule. The Commanders are a visitor on Miami's schedule.
All right, so now you got a 2-9 chance of playing
internationally. Either in Spain, where you've been, or in Brazil, where none of us have been.
None of us never been to Brazil.
I heard Grant doing a good bit on his show yesterday where they were just going through potential sites for Commanders games.
Okay. Yeah.
And some of them weren't realistic, but would he travel there to go to a game?
Okay.
So it's like, would he go to Australia for a roadie?
Okay.
If Josh Harris called you, Cakes, and said, you know what?
Hey, Cakes, it's Josh Harris. I've got a proposal for you. If you like,
right. Hop on the plane
can
with
I
us?
Bend your ear?
Besides buying beer for the fans.
Okay.
What was that? A year and a half ago?
Sure.
I really haven't had a connection with 106.7 The Fan. Right. I want to start it right now.
Okay. He's building a
bridge. Want to have a connection with the Junkies.
Right,
and I want you to represent the Junkies on this trip with me to be by my side in the owner's suite in Brazil.
Okay. So private jet with Josh Harris flying to Brazil. Owner's suite treatment. I get, of course, the security detail that Josh Harris is going to get because we all know Brazil, super dangerous. That's what was told to the Packers and the Eagles before they went to the game last year.
I'm taking the private jet off. You're going to have to travel
with the
rest of the beat reporters.
Okay.
So, and you're going to stay in the hotel with them. You're not staying with Josh.
Okay, so now I've been downgraded from a PJ with Josh Harris.
Josh is just inviting you to go along with the rest of the reporters, the throng of reporters that normally go.
Okay, I have my answer. If I got the red carpet treatment, I would go. If I'm flying in steerage with all the other peasants like me, I know I'm a peasant. If I'm just getting the normal treatment, I'm not going. But if I get the owner treatment, the super VIP, I would go.
So the Commanders haven't played internationally since they played in London against the Bengals.
And that was a long time ago.
That was almost 10 years. Yeah.
Was that a tie?
It's a tie.
That game ended in a tie. Because
wasn't it Hopkins who missed?
I think they missed an extra point.
Was that Hopkins?
I don't know if it was Hopkins or not, but I remember it
Dustin
was.
Dustin Hopkins?
Shocker. It was gross weather in London.
Yeah.
He tried an extra point, and I believe that game ended in a tie, and it was gross.
All right, Cakes, if your neighbor that always fixes things?
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin says, hey, I just got 2 tickets to go to Brazil. You don't even have to pay for the ticket to fly over there with me.
Yeah.
Boys weekend. We're going to be there for 3 nights.
I'm sure it's a boys weekend.
And we're going to watch the game.
When you fly to Brazil, I'm sure it's at a weekend. You do that. It's like a week-long venture.
Yeah.
Bonding trip with my guy, Kevin. I love Kevin, but I'm probably not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to turn him down. I love the guy. He's great.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL sent, you know, if they want to start showing Jaden off to the rest of the world.
Totally. Well,
what's the downside? Why would I be upset about it?
By the way, your flight to Brazil, how long do you think it is?
It doesn't affect you as a fan.
Sunday 1 p.m. games.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. It would be possibly an earlier game, 9 o'clock or whatever.
I mean, I'm definitely taking a nonstop. Nonstop to Brazil, I'm going to guess, is 9 hours.
8 hours.
Okay.
Not that bad. It's like flying to Italy.
It's not great.
Drab, what were you going to say? You were going to chime in on it?
So a lot of people have already crunched all the teams that are left. I think the Chargers have 9 home games.
Mm-hmm.
They probably wouldn't do a division game, so you have to take those games out. The Colts are rumored to play in Berlin. Texans are rumored to play in Mexico. Eagles are going to host the opening night game.
Okay.
Steelers rumored to play in Ireland. That leaves the Vikings and the Commanders.
Wow, it's really whittled it down.
So it's 50%.
I mean, and if you're the NFL, would you rather the Chargers face the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold? Mm-hmm. Or would you rather have Jaden Daniels, a new, fresh, superstar face for the Commanders, opposing Justin Herbert and the Chargers? I think that one's a pretty easy pick.
Yeah,
I'd rather see the Commanders in that spot.
I think I'm just kind of resigned to the fact that, again, we're the sexy team of 2025.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a bunch of primetime games. I wouldn't be surprised if we get an international game.
Going to get a lot of star treatment.
Yeah.
When you have a superstar quarterback, you get star treatment.
We're not going to have those Sunday 1 o'clock games.
Matt, now that you break it down that way with the percentages, it's going to happen.
I think it probably is.
I think it's going to happen.
The odds on favorite from.
Now, I see the Vikings people saying, well, it's a lock. They're going to be chosen.
Okay.
But
and why do they think they're going to be chosen?
Because it's 50-50 chance and think the Vikings were good last year.
Right.
Well, again, but maybe. If just to say it is the Vikings that play them, but maybe Washington is the team that plays Miami in Spain. Yeah.
That could be the case.
I think it would be cool. I mean, if it's the Friday night game again.
Oh, that would be cool, yeah.
That's when it was last year.
Yes.
On week one. Yeah. That would be outstanding. Commanders, Chargers, Friday night.
That would be great.
Prime time.
Great way to kick off the season.
Although, what time is it in Brazil right now? I think the time change is a little different.
Not sure.
It was a night game. It was like, I thought it was just prime time. I mean, it's not that different than us.
I think of all the jumps.
2 hour difference.
I think I've been
Brazil's
closest,
2 hour difference.
Says right here, 8:53 right now.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. And who knows? We've got a daylight savings time shoot in the next couple of weeks,
yeah.
I think.
I don't know.
So then it might be either a 1 hour difference or a 3 hour difference.
I think I've been closest to Brazil amongst the junks because I went to Aruba, which is basically in South America. It's right off the coast of South America. I think I've been closest.
But Eric,
I've been
to Costa Rica. It would kind of piss you off to say they do play a Sunday game in Europe. You have to get up and watch a 9:30 kickoff.
I hate you those. You guys love those?
I love those.
I hate those 9:30 kicks. Games.
Oh. It's just
sometimes
like,
I just forget about
it. It's
them.
Just extra. Yeah. You're just like it's extra NFL.
I get it. But sometimes I just forget that it's on and I end up going, wait a minute. There's a game on. It's 11 o'clock.
Crazy because I usually think of those games as like Jacksonville playing.
Well, there's a lot of that because there are a lot of London games.
They play a lot of those,
and Jacksonville plays in a lot of the games in London.
Yeah, why, though?
Because Shao Kahn wants to be in those London games.
And they have a terrible fan base.
Yeah. Any sort of extra exposure
home games for them don't really mean much.
Yeah, he wants it.
Yeah.
He's going to make more money with them playing over there.
Well, I think we're going to get a healthy dose of all of them.
Yes.
Sunday nights, Thursday nights, Monday nights, and probably going to get... Are we only up for one international that we're speculating on or more?
I think you can probably only play one international game per season. I don't think they subject you to more than one.
Okay.
Well, I thought that
a team was going to stay over.
Didn't Jacksonville play back-to-back weeks?
Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah, Jacksonville played back-to-back weeks over there. I'm guessing that they're only going to play. They will just play one.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably going to happen.
Is it like Hard Knocks where you could say, no, I don't want to do it?
I don't know. I don't think teams have control over that.
I don't think so either.
I think if the schedule maker tells you you're going somewhere, that's where you're going.
By the way, have they picked the Hard Knocks for this year?
I don't know.
I haven't seen that yet.
And if you've made the playoffs, which they did, does that mean you're not?
You're eliminated? You're not obligated?
I'd have to look up the Hard Knocks.
I guess they could still try to get you, but the ones that they
that can't say no are teams that like haven't done it in recent years.
I've been over Hard Knocks for about 5 seasons now.
Generally, the rule is if you haven't made the playoffs in 2 years or you don't have a new head coach,
then you're eligible.
You could be eligible for the in-season one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Panthers, Falcons, Seahawks, Titans.
Those are the ones that
they could
be
forced
to
be on it.
Yeah, it could be forced.
And when's the official schedule release? Is that April or May?
I think it's usually May.
May.
I think they do that after the combine, after the draft.
Right.
Coming up next, head coach Spencer Carberry from your Washington Capitals joins us on the Junkies.